Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Today, I want to tell you about a new novel from one of my all-time favorite authors. In my opinion, James Lee Burke is probably the most talented living writer. He has a way of crafting words that makes every sentence lyrical and poetic. He can set a scene more vividly than any other writer, except maybe the late, great Pat Conroy. Burke's subjects are dark, and his characters are seriously flawed, but he manages to impart an important moral lesson in each story he so masterfully tells. Another Kind of Eden, which came out in August, is no exception. In it, Burke returns to his Holland family series. This one is set in the early 1960s and explores the dark underside of the peace and love movement of that era. The book is set in the American West, which at that time appeared on the surface to be a pastoral paradise, but it too has a dark side filled with danger. It's 1962, and Aaron Holland Broussard, an aspiring novelist and drifter, gets off a boxcar close to Denver and finds work on a produce farm. After the son of a local businessman assaults Aaron and his co-workers because they think they're union organizers, Joanne McDuffie, a beautiful art student and waitress, warns Aaron not to seek revenge. But as much as Aaron tries to suppress his violent instincts, trouble will not leave him alone. Soon, local law enforcement and local thugs start harassing him. Meanwhile, Aaron has fallen hard for Joanne, who is also involved with a college professor whose intentions toward her are not totally honorable and are pretty self-serving. Aaron tries to protect Joanne from the professor, who leads a sort of cult of hippies and druggies. But Joanne is not exactly what she seems either, Aaron finds out. Suffering non-chemical blackouts and struggling with PTSD from his service in the Korean War, Aaron's sanity slowly unravels against the beautiful backdrop of the American West. Again, Burke's scene setting allows the reader to see every mountain and field and flowing stream. But Aaron's surroundings turn into a nightmare of murdered women, cults, and mysterious forces that may or may not be of this world. As always, Burke's prose is sharp and beautiful, and his characters are well drawn. They propel Aaron from earnest farmhand to a tormented soul existing in a world of horrors. A good example of Burke's prose follows Aaron eating breakfast in the dining hall at the Lowry Farm. And he's ruminating on his surroundings, and I quote, "In the coolness of the morning and softness of the light and white clouds bunched on the royal blue magnificence of the mountains, I wondered if the earth could be any better. I also wondered if this plateau high above the great American desert wasn't more than just the earth, in the same way you wonder sometimes if we are not already inside eternity. I wondered if the columns of sunlight spearing through the clouds on the hillsides and the meadows and the dairy barns and the freshly plowed acreage and the cottonwood trees along the stream were not indeed the pillars of heaven, rising into a kingdom where our predecessors were and work and play in the fields of the Lord." End quote. Another Kind of Eden is a good deal shorter than most of Burke's other novels. But like all of his work, this book is packed with thought-provoking scenarios, vivid scenery, and the battle of good versus evil that unfortunately is a part of life for all of us. It also leaves the reader with a question, making me pretty sure there will be a follow-up. As always with James Lee Burke's novels, I highly recommend Another Kind of Eden. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.